Soybean tires, eh, Stacy? maybe good in a pinch for a roadside snack, I guess, if you happen to break down. Now onto a much more tasty topic, though. Your family might still be enjoying a summer diet of backyard barbecues and trips to Dairy Queen, but pretty soon kids will be back in school, and they could be facing a much different school lunch than they're used to.
Here to talk with us in today's Midday Extra about the latest changes to school lunches is Sandra Ford, president of the School Nutrition Association. Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
So what are some of the changes in the works when it comes to school lunches?
Two big ones. The first is the incorporation of whole grains into the school lunch menu. And the second really big one is the addition of fruits and vegetables. Students are going to have to choose a fruit or vegetable when they come through the line. So.
Or what?
No choice.
Or what?
Or they'll have to pay more for their lunch.
Ah.
What kind of costs are involved, Sandra, in making changes to the school menu?
There is cost associated with it. The fruit and vegetable is going to increase the cost of us providing the meal. The addition of whole grains, right now the cost is a little bit higher. I think once it becomes normal for the marketplace, the cost may come down a little bit. But we're seeing some increased costs in our bread items, and we're definitely anticipating increased costs just from providing the additional fruits and vegetables, including fresh.
Will kids pay more?
No, kids will not pay more. A lot of districts have raised lunch prices a nickel. But, you know, a nickel isn't a lot more when you're providing maybe 20 cents more worth of food. The students won't pay more. We are going to get an additional 6 cents reimbursement from the federal government for implementing the new guidelines.
You want to make these changes for the sake of the kids' health. Are there interests out there that are opposing you, though?
You know, I think everybody knows that these new nutrition standards, which are based on the new dietary guidelines, are the right thing to do for kids. Change is always difficult for us at any point in time. So I really do believe people's heart knows that it's the right thing. I think it's just the whole process of changing how we do business. You know, the new dietary guidelines really stress the increasing fruits and vegetables in all of our diets, not just kids. So it's the right thing to do for kids. And companies and businesses across the country have really stepped back and reinvented and reformulated their products to meet these new standards.
And what, if any, are some of the economic benefits of having school lunch? You mentioned that there is a cost, that you're eating some of the cost. Are there some economic benefits to school lunch?
I think the benefits of school lunch are more focused on the student. It is definitely important for the student to have meals at school to be ready to learn. And I think the connection between nutrition and student learning is a critical element. So I see more the benefit to the student than the benefit to me as a district director running a program.
And I certainly understand you wouldn't want to antagonize your possible enemies through our podcast. How likely that is, I don't know. But I'm thinking back to a recent example. Wasn't it with potatoes, right? Whether potatoes were a vegetable, wasn't that highly controversial? And didn't they wind up remaining classified as a vegetable at the end of all that?
Actually, there was two things. There was the potatoes as a vegetable, as a starchy vegetable.
Okay.
And limiting starchy vegetables in the new meal pattern, which starchy vegetables are still limited, but not at the level that was originally proposed. The thing I think you're talking about is the tomatoes.
Okay.
And the tomato paste in pizza.
Yes,
there was a lot of controversy centered around whether or not we could continue to count the tomato paste in pizza as meeting the vegetable requirement for the school lunch program.
Uh-huh.
Quite honestly, I never counted it in the first place, and a lot of my colleagues didn't count it. But it has been allowed to remain as counting as part of the vegetable component in the school lunch program.
You can't get away from politics entirely.
No.
Yeah.
No. We're a very politically charged program.
Sandra Ford is president of the School Nutrition Association. Sandra, thanks for speaking with us.
No problem.